Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hump day.
Hey, you big hand, Harry, dude.
Hello.
Run in.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty.
This is an NFL Hump Day Roundup with Isaac and Sue.
If y'all ain't excited about this game, you can't get excited about no other games, man.
It's Wednesday. Hump Day with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
The Humpty Dance. Here's your chance.
The
Hump. Yeah, here's a text I wanted to read on our last subject. Talking about the Oregon facility that they're up. If you haven't heard or didn't hear the segment, Oregon announced that they're building another indoor practice facility.
Part two.
Yeah, and it will have a sky. It'll be on their current outdoor practice fields over west of Botson.
Yeah, it's just going to cover those up. I mean, those two fields will now be indoors.
And then there will be a sky bridge over to
Hatfield, that one.
Yeah, so somebody said, it's interesting how a year and a half ago when the pandy was shutting everything down everywhere, we were having a discussion about how athletic departments were going to go through financial Armageddon. Now they're buying out coaches and building fancy practice facilities again. Well, that is so true.
We did tell you that certain programs were going to come out of this a lot better than others. And look, they can say, you know, this thing is going to be privately funded through donors. Look, can we just be honest? It's going to be funded largely by one donor. I mean, Oregon is different than most places because they just have a guy. Actually, they have several, but for the most part, it's one guy that strokes checks. And when you get a guy that's willing to write a check for $80 million,
Josh Wilcox,
it goes a long way tapping into that Wilcox money. Now, the disappointing part is that those practice fields are Dave Wilcox Field.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering that. I assume they're just going to name the field inside the same thing.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I thought it was Wilcox Family Field.
It might be.
Because all three of them.
Yeah, but look, it's, only one of them's in the Hall of Fame. So.
Fine, though, but they're all ducks.
Yes, yes.
You know?
But those are the Wilcox fields, and so I'm hoping they keep those when they move them indoors.
All right, we've got one bit of news before we get to Deshaun Watson on our NFL Hump Day Roundup. Tomorrow night is Denver-Cleveland, and Baker Mayfield is not going to play, so it's going to be Case Keenum.
And the line only moved like point and a half.
Dude, I bet you they're the same with Case Keenum as they are with Baker Mayfield.
I think the bigger
issue... Maybe even better.
I think the bigger issue is just the other injuries. I've said this all along. I love Cleveland's roster. I don't love Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker's better than Case Keenum, but I don't think he's 7 points better. And Vegas thinks they're a point and a half different. And I tend to agree with that. I think Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield are within, a sliding scale. I think they're within 10 of each other if you're doing like a Madden ranking sort of thing. So,
yeah, Keenum's not a bad backup.
He's not at all. So again, I think the bigger issue is that your offensive linemen, backs, and a couple key guys on the defense have all been ruled out. And I've said it, Baker hasn't been great this year. Cleveland's problem has not been their offense. Cleveland's problem has been, much like Buffalo last year, their defense was expected to be a top three unit, and it hasn't been. They have been shredded in the three games that they have lost. They're not playing well. So if the defense plays well, they'll be fine with Case Keenum. But if they're not, then Case Keenum is not going to elevate him any more than Baker Mayfield did.
Well, you're forgetting one factor tomorrow night. That will be the Case Keenum revenge game. because he is formerly of Denver.
Isn't he formerly of everybody?
True.
I feel like Case Keenum has played everywhere.
Decent point.
Yes.
Teddy Bridgewater is also banged up, but they hope to have him. He's got a quad injury and I think a foot injury, but Vic Fangio said he will likely be out there tomorrow night. So it's Cleveland, Denver.
Denver started out the year 3-0. And we all were like, hey.
Against the Giants, Jets, and Jags.
And we were like, hey, what's up with Denver? And then we said the next 3 weeks would go a long way to telling you what Denver is about. Well, I think we know what Denver's about. And quite frankly, their season is about 500. And they're 3-3.
They might get Tua, though, Mike. How do you feel about that? That hot? No?
God. Hello? What a terrible, terrible quarterback that is.
Well, here's what's going on with Deshaun Watson.
And real quick, Tua's career isn't over, but I'm not buying that.
Nope.
if that's a stock.
Keep that guy away from my team.
I'm a selling.
Would you rather have Tua or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
And I think that Jordan Love sucks, but I don't know that Jordan Love sucks. And I can't say that Tua sucks, but...
Yes, he does. Yes, you can.
He's not good, man.
Have you watched him?
I have.
He's terrible.
I'm guessing he's watched
him. He is not terrible.
But he is terrible.
He is not.
He is.
No, he is not.
You're an idiot.
What Tua is Baker Mayfield. He is a guy that if you surround
Baker
him...
Baker is better than Tua.
If you surround him with really good talent, you can win with Tua. But there is a huge ceiling placed upon him. And I am not one of those guys that loves building a team around that. So I would rather roll the dice and see what I have in Jordan Love. But Tua is not terrible, but Tua is not a star.
Taylor Heinicke or Tua?
I'll still take Tua.
Damn. Jared Goff or Tua?
You see how depressed I was with that? I'm like,
Jared Goff or Tua?
I'm still going to roll the dice with Tua.
Over Goff?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I actually might take Tua in that one as well.
Really?
Because I think Goff is done.
Yeah, what's happened to Jared Goff?
I don't know if Tua's done.
And isn't Jared Goff okay, though? He can kind of...
Jared Goff was okay when he was with a good head coach and a good offense.
Yeah.
He's been progressively getting worse. It's the same thing that I've been saying.
See, I think Tua's worse than that, though.
I don't know.
Like, I think a good coach can get Jared Goff to be all right. I don't think a good coach gets Tua to do much.
And I can't say that, which is why I think I'd roll the dice and hope that maybe there's some developmental stuff that can still be there.
Because I think this Flores. He's good.
Yeah, but he's not an offensive guy, and their offense has been a mess.
Who's their OC over there? Miami.
That I don't know.
Chan Gailey?
Joe Philbin?
Joe Philbin?
But Tua is still extraordinarily young. He has not played many games in the NFL, and they have not done him a lot of favors with the people that they've surrounded him.
They have co-offensive coordinators, George Godsey and Eric Studsville.
I
say fire those guys.
I can't tell you anything about either one of those other than Miami's offense is bad.
Well, okay, let's take a break.
And they've been one of the more disappointing stories in the NFL.
Wait, Jared Goff is 0-14 when not coached by McVay? How is that possible? Because he's only been with the... because he was with Fisher.
He was with Jeff Fisher.
He is 0-14 when not coached by Sean McVay. I'm going to look that up. That's a text. Oh, I want to verify that.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Number one overall pick.
Wow. Okay.
Went to a Super Bowl.
Let's take a break.
With the aforementioned coach.
Yep.
The only one who got a win for him.
And then we'll come back and tell you what's going on with Deshaun Watson. He could be headed to Miami. 416 on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, so slight amendment to our hot Jared Goff fact that came in on the text line from our reporters on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff is actually 0-13 in his career when not coached by Sean McVay.
And just got called out by the knee biter himself.
Not 0-14, but 0-13. Yeah, he went 0-7 with Jeff Fisher, and then Fisher got fired, and that Fossil guy, the special teams coordinator, Jim Fossil's kid, took over.
Yeah.
And then they brought in McVay, 11-5, 13-3, 9-7, 10-6. God, that is, I tell you what, McVay gets a lot of love.
Yep.
But he really should, huh?
He's.
I mean, he was given a good team too, but.
A pretty smart guy.
He's good, man.
Yes. I mean, he made Jared Goff a very, 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 very rich man. And
yeah. He gave him like $30 million, right?
He got guaranteed. I want to say he got guaranteed like maybe $60 million.
Yeah, because they won 13 games, went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, McVay's like, man, this guy's not good enough.
Well, and McVay recently came out and just the other day and said that he felt bad about the way it went down. And,
yeah, he should, but at the same time, it's just biz, man.
He got a four-year, $134 million contract.
Yeah, how much is that per year? How much is Goff making?
This year, it's all kind of shaved off, but this year he's only making... Oh, look, like $10 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, it's all fudged around.
Yeah.
But his guaranteed money was, he got $57 million guaranteed at signing. And that was his second deal. So, he was a high pick. So he got his rookie deal, which I'm sure he made whatever it is, 15, 20 million bucks, and then signed this new one. So he has made... In guaranteed money to date, he's made over $110 million.
Wow.
So.
Well, you're right. He can thank McVay for that.
Yeah, he's made a lot of money.
But now, he can also sling it a little bit.
He's got one more year where Detroit has to pay him, and then they'll move on from him. But dead money this year if they were to move on, 41, next year 30. But then the outcomes, and it'll be $10 million. You can spread that over 2 years. So he's got this year left in Detroit, next year left in Detroit. They'll draft a quarterback in this draft. And then we'll wait for him to be replaced, week 4, 5? And that'll be the end of him as a starting quarterback.
You think he'll hit the backup circuit?
Yeah, he'll be a backup.
Nobody will give him a shot as a starter.
He may end up at a place a la Teddy Two Gloves.
See, I think he's the new Teddy Bridgewater in 2 years.
He could be something like that. But, yeah, he's got 1.5 more years of being a starting quarterback, if that. And then, we'll move on.
All right, the report out of the Houston Chronicle is that Deshaun Watson could be dealt this week to the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Apparently, negotiations have been on and off for months, but they have heated up this week, and they are now serious. The NFL trade deadline is November 2nd. We don't know much other than that. Three ones was the starting asking price at one point.
Yeah, it was three ones and then like a quality young player to go on top of that, so... I don't know what the market has done. I don't know what Watson's availability is. The weird part is he is not suspended.
He's in limbo.
He is not on the commissioner's exempt list. He's still getting paid. But even when they were down to no quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson is never going to play again for Houston.
Don't you think any trade would have to have conditions in it?
Yes.
Regarding charges?
Yes.
Because I don't know what the Houston PD is doing. Like the NFL is probably just waiting to see what happens with the charges. He has been charged I think there's 23 women in all.
Well, he hasn't been charged. He's been accused.
Or accused.
And it's all
right.
Civil.
Sorry. Yeah. They're looking at the police, charges.
The police department said that they started an investigation, and that thing's been
what
going
are they
on
doing?
For months and months. And
that
months.
Was like a year ago.
Yeah, a long time.
It feels like.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
I don't think any charges are ever going to be filed, but the civil stuff.
Okay. Well, that if that's the case, that makes things a little less complicated, yeah. Right? Because then if he's not charged. Maybe the NFL suspends him, but that's about it. Like, if he's charged and this stuff goes to trial, or God forbid he does jail, then what?
I don't know.
So how do you factor all that into a trade is just, it's just so weird.
And that's why I got to believe that the Dolphins are going to get this for a better price than, it was 3 ones and a quality young player, or 3 ones and 2 twos was the asking price months and months and months and months ago. I got to believe that's been whittled down because of that. And the Dolphins have to have done some digging into this and feel comfortable that charges aren't going to be filed. And the Dolphins season's over at 1-5, I think they are. And so maybe even if you do trade for him and then the commissioner, you know, you try to activate him and you force the commissioner's hand and he gets suspended for 4 games. If you're the Dolphins, I don't think you really care if you feel like you're going to move on next year with a 26, 27-year-old top 4 quarterback in the league.
I guess so. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. Them being 1-5, don't you think that helps, that kind of helps move along a possible trade?
Yes.
Right? Because they...
You got nothing to...
Because they won 10 games last year.
Yep.
So the Texans were looking at the Dolphins going, well... Even if we get your number one pick, which, by the way, I think they have the Niners' number one pick because of the Trey Lance trade.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird. Last year, you may have forgotten, the Dolphins traded up and then traded back. Do you remember that?
I do remember that now, yes.
So they traded up, and then the Niners jumped to 3, and the Dolphins fell back and took, I don't remember who they took.
Jalen Waddle,
right.
Here, by the way, here's the draft order for next year. I have it up. Okay. Somebody sent it to me the other day. Detroit, Jacksonville. Miami's pick is going to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Houston.
Because that's when they traded up.
Yeah. Yep. Houston, Giants, Jets, Patriots, Eagles, Jets.
Eagles.
Okay, so, yeah, because the Niners, I guess it matters that the Niners aren't very good, at least yet. The Niners are 2-3.
Yeah.
So that's what Houston would be looking at, right? Because it's the Niners' first-round pick. Is it off the Dolphins' record?
I'm not certain.
How this stuff works, I don't know. But you would think that matters, that the Dolphins being 1-5, that helps Houston.
Sure, it's a better pick.
Because they still have their one, right? Or no, you said Philly's got their one. So
I said all along that in order to deal Deshaun Watson or any guy like this, you have to have the ability to go out and get your franchise quarterback. And that you would assume that that means a top 5 or 6 pick. But Houston may be at the point where, much like the Ben Simmons thing, you kind of take the best offer there, because right now you're paying him a bunch of money to do jack squat. And if you're Miami... Look, I don't know if you can say that there's no price that's too much, but Deshaun Watson is really special. Like, I think we forget that even with his crappy teams, the guy's been amazing. Last year, he completed 70% of his passes for almost 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 7 picks. Dude, he's an assassin.
What do you think his massage therapist think of him?
Man, that's a whole other
22,
thing. 22. We know he's a creep, but
we'll see what comes of it.
A lot of creeps play in the NFL.
The other thing about this is would Tua be involved? There's rumor that Tua would go to Denver.
Yeah.
Which is weird. That's very Denver-y.
I know.
Take him on.
It just feels like you're just
giving him away.
Yeah, you're just rotating the cast of quarterbacks that you don't really care for.
See, I really trust the new GM that Denver hired this year, the George Payton guy from the Vikings. But... So I'm like, oh, maybe he sees something in Tua, but I cannot believe that they would consider doing that.
Well, you know what the other one is that's being tossed around in this is Jordan Love.
Yeah, that he could be dealt, that the Packers may be ready to say, hey, Aaron,
We screwed up.
Sorry.
Yep.
Move on from Love, who looked okay in the preseason. And
Houston may want a piece of that.
Well, Houston may want a piece of that. And there could be several key receivers on bad teams that could be available. And that is something that would make
Green Bay
very, very happy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and before you say there's no precedent for, you know, like, who's the last team that drafted their quarterback replacement and then traded him? Look no further than the Patriots with Jimmy Garoppolo. Remember, this Tom Brady is so old now that this was 8 years ago, but Brady was 36 and the Patriots were planning to move on.
Yeah.
And they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. And of course, I don't remember what year it was, but whatever year that was, they traded. They were like, oh, Tom, you're still pretty good winning us Super Bowls. Maybe we'll trade this guy. Yeah. They appeased Tom. So trading Jordan Love to appease Aaron Rodgers and getting him back for a couple, 3 years would not be the worst thing in the world for Green Bay.
No.
And Houston, Houston would be there to gobble that up.
So, I mean, you could see some activity here at the trade deadline. And, you know, there could be some guys that are fairly decent names. Odell Beckham could be on the move. I'm trying to think of who some of the other receivers are.
Cooks.
Cooks. Allen Robinson could be someone that could be had out of Chicago. So, you know, there could be some people.
The other thing, too, is there's a lot of scuttlebutt about Tua to Washington as well, which, again, is very Washington-y. Yeah.
Well, I think...
Why would anybody want Tua?
Because I think the idea is that, you know...
Stopgap?
It's a stopgap, and you're buying really low for a guy that a year and a half ago that people thought was going to be a franchise quarterback. So if you can get him for not much, you know, what's the harm? I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. It's like getting Alex Smith or, getting a Mariota at this point.
All right. More on that coming up later. We must move on. And we must move on to in the news. How do you vaccinate 28 million kids? It's like herding cats.
Does seem well, and they're very wiggly too, so yeah.
Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of milk.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
When's the last time you drank milk? Go.
On its own?
Yes.
Never.
A glass of milk.
I mean, you have
never had milk.
Years and years and years and years.
Yeah, me too.
Like, but I'll have it occasionally, but I don't really even, I do like oat milk now. I don't,
Fancy.
Sometimes I'll have it like with a bowl of cereal. Like we always have it for like cooking purposes. And so once in a while I'll put it on some cereal, but I, I couldn't tell you the last time I poured a glass of milk and was like, yeah, let's drink this. Maybe if you're dipping some cookies.
Well, I was going to say, is that allowed as part of this question? If you got yourself some milk with some cookies and then after the cookie is done or multiple cookies, you drink the milk?
I'm going to allow that.
Okay. Well, then.
Then that's more recent.
That's milk. More recent.
You know, we have cookies.
Because I do. I like taking graham crackers and taking them for a lap around a glass of milk. But then at the end of it, you just kind of have like a little bit of you got a puddle left with some graham like floating in it.
All right. It is October 20, 2021. It is time for In the News. I am your noted and honored newsman. Today is Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day.
Just had mine.
You sure did.
I feel bad. I don't have one anymore.
And
my Hooter's gone.
Do we need a Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day? I think we're all aware. I mean...
Well, I think
we're guys.
I think that may be more along the lines of like, you know, mastectomies and reductions and things like that. You know, like
I was thinking,
I know
new big hoots.
I was thinking more of a, you know, like a noble sort of proposition other than just, you know, having a great set.
It is also National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Now that is delightful.
You know,
love me.
I got to tell you something. Waffles. I have a confession. Okay. I don't think I've ever had chicken and waffles.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh,
maybe
man.
When I was a kid, but I don't.
I also don't think I've ever had chicken and waffles.
It's a very Southern thing. You just don't see it all that much.
They're so good. What is the...
Well, like Screen Door makes a really good one, apparently. But both times I've gone to Screen Door, I have chosen a different food.
Screen Door and the... what is it? The Mother's...
Mother's Bistro.
Both phenomenal. And it sucks that it's gone, but my favorite was Tasty and Alder. They had a
Where'd
chicken...
they go?
I think they're just shut down. I think all of those are gone.
Because the restaurateur had some issues.
Yeah.
PR issues.
It's just gone. But, boy, it is. Chicken and waffle is high up on my list.
You put syrup on chicken and waffles?
Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah. Well, that's, right. that's most people usually have either, they'll have like some sort of like butter sauce on the waffle. And then the chicken goes on top of it, and then they drizzle some sort of...
I'm assuming it's bone-in chicken, so you have to cut around the bone and then take part of the waffle?
More and more people are doing just a fried breast on top of it now, or a fried thigh or whatever.
Maybe some mayonnaise?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, more people are doing the... And I prefer the no bone.
Mustard?
I like when it's just the...
When you
it's
don't just like
probably,
the bone.
It's probably easier to eat.
Yeah, when it's a filet...
Soup's a no-bone guy.
Yeah, I'm all about the no-bone. Yeah, chicken and waffles is fantastic, though.
Okay, let's take a look at herd immunity. Have you heard of that? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I have.
Colin cow herd immunity.
Is that 70% or whatever it is?
It is the point at which the virus can no longer easily circulate because a majority of the population has been vaccinated or achieved natural immunity. OHSU is saying that we could reach herd immunity here in Oregon against the Delta variant of the coronavirus by the end of the year.
Good.
Can we? Does that mean that we will go back to not having mask mandates?
No, I feel like that means nothing.
Because can we just be
isn't
done?
The Delta already kind of going down and then there's a new one?
Delta,
is there a new one?
Delta is still the...
Yeah, that's the number
one. Is it the
one.
Prevalent one?
Overwhelmingly. Almost all the cases of serious infection. I was just reading about this in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, like a week ago, that the overwhelming hospitalizations and deaths are still the Delta variant.
I thought it was going down, though.
What do you mean?
Like, going, like our hospitalizations and deaths are declining and the Delta variant is sort of waning.
It's still the, by far, the most prevalent.
Well, that's
one.
Good news.
Yes.
Because that means another variant isn't...
No, none of the other... There's a
waiting couple, in the on-deck circle.
There's another variant that they're keeping an eye on, but they said it does not appear to be...
Which one's that called?
Well, there was the Delta Plus.
Oh, yeah.
That was supposedly not as...
Omega, maybe?
Oh, we're already jumping up to the O's, huh?
Yeah, I was just... Like I said, I was just reading about it the other day, but...
Was there an Epsilon?
Did I do a little hand sign, Shaq?
Yeah, why don't they go in order?
I mean, like,
order?
Can we just go in order if we're using the Greek alphabet here?
It's so weird how they name this stuff.
All I know is anything that gets us out of this and I can just put it behind me. Thank God.
Can we start using the military call names?
Fango or Tango, Foxtrot, Zulu.
Roughly 71% of adults in Oregon have at least one dose of the vaccine. That's actually higher than I thought.
70?
Well, 71.
71. You thought it was 70. Turned out it was 71.
I had it at 69.9.
Ah, you so stupid.
34% of Oregonians have been infected with COVID. Okay. At some point. So there you go. That, I mean, yeah, that's close to herd immunity there by my math.
Do we know how long the immunity from being infected but not being vaccinated lasts?
Yeah, see, they don't know that.
No.
It's all new.
But I would say if you wanted something that's going to freak you out, or I don't know if it's going to freak you out, but you'll just want to pull your hair out, go look at some of the data coming out of like Israel and like England right now about the vaccine basically just wearing off after like 4 months.
Well, yeah, we got to get the boosters, right?
Well, I mean, it's, and then that gets into a whole other thing, but
I mean, we kind of figured that would be the case, right?
The vaccines are tumbling, and they're tumbling fast.
Aren't we supposed to get boosters now? Like, I'm kind of confused about that.
I don't know.
I'm a Pfizer fam guy.
You're supposed to get boosters if you are high risk.
Because
still,
the government wanted it to be from the FDA, and the FDA said no, and a couple people resigned, and it's a,
oh, for God's sake.
It's a quagmire, man.
So am I to get a booster or not? I know some people are just going and getting another jab.
Some people are just going to get it, and they'll give it to you.
But it's not a booster. I think there are some people that I've heard that are just going to just do it over again. They're just not getting the second one.
Yeah.
So the booster is akin to just the first shot anyway, or at least that's what they're assuming. And so they're going and getting the Fauci ouchie for the first time again.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just whatever. That's my official stance.
What do you
anymore.
Mean, whatever?
That's my official stance at this point.
What are you, Nick Rolovich?
I'm just whatever. Nothing makes any sense to me anymore. Whatever. There's just so much. There's so much out there now. It's almost impossible to know what you're supposed to have, what you're not supposed to. This study, that study. But I think you can just go get your booster if you want. I don't think they're turning anyone away.
Well, that's
away.
What I was just asking.
Yes.
And Mike said it was only for vulnerable.
Well, I mean, they're trying to limit it so that
where
not everybody
go?
Just goes and gets
I
it.
I think you can go get it literally anywhere.
Where do I go?
Anywhere that was.
I am going to go to the bar tonight. Can I get it there?
That I don't think so. But I don't think, much like at the beginning of this, I don't think they're like, hey, are you vulnerable? If you want it, you can look up on your public health site and go find a place to go.
That's
get
fake
it.
News, though, I'm told.
Why?
You just told me that.
How is that fake news?
Because you said it's all confusing.
It is confusing.
I'm going to QAnon.com.
The data is confusing.
Yes, all that stuff is confusing, and we've got conflicting messages about
what does
who
it say
should
on
or shouldn't get a booster. And so right
and they're
now,
also saying that Moderna is doing a better job of lasting longer
than Pfizer.
And people are asking if they can get the Moderna as the booster and if that will do anything.
And now there's some conversation about they will allow mix and matching, but that's just a conversation. It hasn't been official.
Well, I guess in Canada, they've been mixing and matching the entire time. There's people on Reddit who are like, I live in Canada. See? I got one of each just because that's what was available.
This is why I say I'm at the point where I'm like, whatever. Do what you want
to
do.
I go to Fauci'sAfraud.com. That's where I get my info.
Someone says exactly. It's been confusing for 2 years. Exactly.
Well, the government can't do anything right.
No.
It doesn't matter right or left. They can't do anything right. But the information is out there. It's just that it's a new thing.
Yes, and someone is right. The booster is no, it's just another shot. So
yeah.
There is no,
it's like the first, that's what I just said.
Yeah, you can just go into some place and be like, I'd like the shot, and they'll give it to you.
I'm not vaccinated, and I'm finally going to get vaccinated.
Yes.
And give me the Fauci ouchie.
My parents got their boosters. My mom was down for like 3 days.
Oh, no.
It like really knocked her out this time.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, don't worry. Then you'll hear from other people that are like, no, it's less symptoms.
Well, my dad only had a sore arm. So.
Well, it affects everybody different. Somebody said there is an Epsilon variant.
There is.
As Mike asked. See, somebody out there knows everything, right?
Lots of variants.
And they said they're going in order of the Greek alphabet, but most variants are not newsworthy. So yeah. we don't even.
Yeah. And so then I think the next one they said that they're keeping an eye on was the Omega. But they said as of right now, or a week ago when I read it, that it was not nearly as contagious or troublesome as the old Delta, which is still the one that's messing with people.
Okay, well, let's move on. Watch out, ladies.
Someone said, welcome to the information age. Exactly.
I'm telling you.
There's so much information.
QAnon.com, dude. You ever been there?
New
news site.
I saw a
couple. Think we can go back in time and stop this all from happening?
I saw a couple documentaries on the
wait.
The
oh, you can't go there. Website blocked. What? What did you say, Mike? Sorry.
Website's blocked.
Yeah, you can't go to QAnon.
So can we just go back in time and just have this not happen?
How would you do that?
Can we go run know. Over? We know the guy that started Q. Is it Ron?
I'm not talking about QAnon. Oh, I'm talking about that? The pandemic.
He's talking about the bird flu here. Oh, this fake flu that everybody's talking about.
It'd be so nice if none of this happened at all. And, you know, we could have just been living our life the last year and a half. And
boy, that's so true. You think about it. It's been a long run, hasn't it? This has been a long hoe.
It has.
And it's still going.
It has been a hoe.
It's exhausting.
I can assure you of that.
It's so exhausting.
All of this doing nothing is so exhausting.
But at least we're still doing stuff, you know.
I did something and I ended up with my arm in a sling. Yeah. See, you're better off doing nothing.
You remember that quarantine stuff? Yeah, remember all that?
It's not so bad anymore, is it?
Yeah, this is better.
Go back to quarantining.
All right. Watch out, ladies. The kids are coming for your car next on The Fam.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so our roving reporter on the street, Jeff Austin, who is our boss. Times are tough here at Odyssey. He wears multiple hats.
Yeah.
He has sent us this. The United States FDA has authorized single-dose booster of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines for select groups, as well as mixing of separate vaccines.
Okay, so they have. I saw that they were considering the mix and match, so
there you go.
That's okay.
Sure.
Even though two members of the president's, like the FDA guys, stepped down over this.
Why?
They didn't. They did not think that the decision to okay boosters for everybody was wise. So I said, there's just a lot of information out there.
Portland police are warning ladies out there, you ladies that listen to us, or maybe guys, you can go home tonight and warn your ladies.
All the single ladies.
There are car thieves that are using deception techniques, and they are targeting women driving alone.
Be wary of one-armed, strange, bald men
in their car
approaching your car asking for help.
Four separate victims have reported a similar tactic used by thieves. And what is happening? And they're taking these people's cars. Two to four teenage boys run up to your car. They bang on the window saying that something was wrong with the car or was like hanging out of the back of your car, like telling you, oh, my God, you got something going.
Yeah.
And then you get out to check and they jump in the car and they drive off.
I'm not going to lie. That's actually kind of a clever idea.
Yeah, I think that would get most oh, what?
Oh, really? What?
I mean, you could probably get me with that. If someone was banging on my window and was like, dude, you look at the back of your car, I'd be like, what? And then you get out? That's pretty slick.
So don't fall for it, ladies.
Yeah.
Or I guess, like, take the key out and...
Or just lock your door and don't trust people coming up.
Well, obviously. But if you're going to do something like that, maybe just for safekeeping, just turn your car off and take the key out.
Or pull your Glock.
Come out blazing.
take out your saber.
Or just have a car that no one wants to steal. Do that. Just drive around in a real POS. Not everyone's driving around in a sweet Murano like Mike. I mean,
although aren't some of the most stolen cars some of the older POSs because they're easier to steal?
We talked about that.
Like the Civics and the whatnots?
Well, what's the end game when you steal a car, you know?
To scrap the parts and make money?
Or a lot of them just joyride them.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you're going to get caught.
Well, not necessarily. Not really.
But you can't have the car for long.
No. No. Most people are. No one steals a car and then makes it their own. It's either joyride and they ditch them or...
In the river, like your brothers.
Or in the river. Or, yeah, they get chopped up and the engine gets pulled out or something like that.
All right. That's all we have time for. We'll talk about the kids getting vaccinated tomorrow. Mover vaccine news. Like you. Take your
again. My hey, what's your opinion on whatever?
I don't know.
Whatever, it's my opinion on it.
But my arm is here to jab if you know somebody comes by with a. I think we should just start air darting people,
blowgun style.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, drive by.
We'll be out of here.
I'm telling you, man. If you want the third, I'm pretty sure you can go get it just about anywhere.
Well, I'm going to the doctor next month. I think I'll ask him there.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah.
In the meantime. I don't care anymore.
See, you've reached my point. In the meantime, whatever.
All right, there's your In the News. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5 on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.